promise of the Father. You are the Spirit of the Church. Holy Ghost, the light that's always new. You are the fullness of the Godhead. Now you're dwelling inside me. Holy Ghost, the well that never runs dry. You're the promise of the Father. You're the Spirit of the Church. Holy Ghost, the light that's always new. You're the fullness of the Godhead. Now you're living inside me. Holy Ghost, the well that never runs dry. He says, oh, church, oh, come. Come now, oh church, oh come. Holy Ghost, the well that never runs dry. He says, oh church, oh come. Break out from denominations. Holy Ghost is the Spirit of the Church. He says, oh church, come. Break out from denominations. It's the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of the Church. He's the promise of the Father. He's the Spirit of the Church. Holy Ghost, he's the light that's always new. He's the fullness of the Godhead. Now he's dwelling inside me. Holy Ghost, the well that never runs dry. He calls your name, says come. He calls your name, says come. Holy Ghost, the well that never runs dry. He only give a day on a seal in my heart. Take a deep in your heart. Oh, I receive the Anda makaili vidile se mokolo aizebe nani bia. Africa rise in the name of the Lord. The church arise in the name of the Lord. He's the fullness of revival. He's standing right in the name of the Lord. He's the quickening spirit. He's standing right in the name of the Lord. Mina iko shebena, my holy man. Thank you. government of God, a kingdom that cannot be moved. I listen in the mind of God.
Obvious God is doing something new and massive, spanning across the nations. The rise of prophets, apostles, the emphasis of God, it's evident God is doing something massive. I don't know if you're sharing the same opinion. What do you think God is up to? What's God doing right now?
I believe that God is raising men who are genuinely after his heart.
I agree.
Men who will grow beyond the stage and the crowd. Men whose secret place is also the stage. Men who understand that they are one with the Spirit of God and will not trade that relationship for even great name. Men who are not after being remembered in time. Men who understand that the only thing that matters is the heart of the one that they love. Yes. And these men, what will begin to happen to them is that they will first of all go into marriage with the Holy Spirit, because it is until oneness is achieved that you can actually understand the beatings of God.
Yes.
And that can only happen
in the place of God. Glory to God.
And I believe that God is doing a quick work. His quick work has nothing to do with time. It has nothing to do with time. It can take 10 years, but in the timing of God, the work is quick. So I believe that heaven is doing a quick work first on the heart of men. That even when we seek Him, it is not because we want to have a great name where we live it. He's just raising men that belong Him.
Yes, you made a very profound statement. Men seeking after the heart of God, and you spoke about oneness. Now, given the current move of God and the strategy of the devil, distraction, sin, and everything happening side by side, what do you think? Do you think it's a divine strategy for men to be drawn into the secret place and oneness be achieved before the bidding of God can be known, like you said, and then published to the nations? Do you think that's strategic, given the distraction that is side by side every other operation in the kingdom? What I mean by that is, you could be a preacher, yet be involved, actively involved with what's going on in the world, right? But if you are married to Christ, you've been severed from the world system. So you are coming with another civilization, so to say. I don't know. So do you think God is deliberate about what He's doing, not just for the purpose of love, but also to circumcise the church, so that what's coming to the world, it's pure and undiluted, exact counsel of God?
The season that we are in, I believe it's not orchestrated by the devil. They were prophesied by Jesus that a time such as this will come, where men will become lovers of themselves. Now, I believe seasons like this come. Sometimes you may think that you are actually journeying with God, but it is until your love
test comes that you will know if you genuinely love him. And the true test of love comes to faithfulness. When heaven wants to test how much you love him, he will test your faithfulness. And it is until faithfulness is tested that you can earn the trust of him. And when you earn the trust of him, he can commit weighty matters unto us. So I believe, just as you said, that I know that the matters now, heaven also orchestrated, that those that genuinely love him will also be checked. So that you will know why you run. What do you seek? Now it is obvious that men are hungry everywhere. It is obvious. But the food we want to eat is different. Yes. What we want to eat as a result of our hunger is different. Some of us, the meal we are asking for can take 10 years. Some of us, the meal we are asking for can take 3 years. Some of us, what we are asking for can take forever. There are things that you will ask God for. He doesn't have them as a gift to you. He will tell you, come, and I will make you. He doesn't have it as a gift to say, take, and you will go. No, he will say, come. Those are the words he said to Peter.
Yes. Okay, talking about gifts now. You would agree with me that the gifts of the Spirit have been largely misused in the body of Christ. And what God is trying to achieve now, the purity of what God is trying to achieve now, and like you said, God is doing what He's doing from an eternal perspective. Not just something that lasts the lifetime of a man, but something that has an impact on a generation and transcends that generation. Now, talking about the quality of the work God is doing, what's the place of the gift of the Spirit and then growth, or what you call stature in the Spirit, which is born out of relationship with God? Because there is much that can be achieved with gifts, but you know, if we work with gifts, it's possible not to be accurate with God, like you're emphasizing. Because from everything you're saying now, much of the work we'll be doing now, the quality of the work we'll be doing, is not necessarily dependent on the charisma, the gifts of the Spirit, but on our standing with God, which has to do with intimacy and faithfulness, right? So, how do you now balance the place of gifting and spiritual growth and stature? Because if you look at it carefully, some persons emphasize growth as if you are growing, you don't grow in the gifts of the Spirit. And some people emphasize gifts of the Spirit as though it's more important than having a relationship with God. So, what is the role of having a balance between the two, and how do you think that can be achieved?
Okay, I believe that when a man is gifted by heaven, you know, the gift of healing and all of that, I believe what can help us use that gift effectively is stature. Jesus had the capacity to heal every person that were in his generation, but he didn't heal all. Now there is a reason for it. Now by the help of the Spirit, I have come to understand that you have the ability to do anything. It does not mean you should do everything. So the place of gift is so important that we cannot underlook and all of that. So we must learn to understand that. I think majorly that the gift of the Spirit, God actually gave us liberally to be able to, permit me to use this, I stand for correct, to be able to use it more like as a medium for signs and wonders to the unbelievers.
Okay.
Yes, I believe that somebody who has a relationship with God would understand that there is something more than having a gift. You can covet a gift,
yeah.
But you don't you don't covet fruit.
Yes, you grow.
Yes, you
cultivate
it. And the time it takes to bear fruit, you must be mature to bear fruit.
Wow, glory
yes,
to God.
Fruit does not
glory
come out of a premature.
Glory to God.
A premature. You must be mature.
So and gifts are enabling tools for advancing the kingdom.
Yes.
But God is more interested in the worker. The one working, the one using the tools, not necessarily the tools. The tools are important, but God is more interested in the worker.
Yes.
And you can have the tools yet not be approved of God. But if you are approved of God, necessarily the tools will be granted. Wow, glory to God. I think that's very powerful and it's also an eye-opener. So we know that our pursuit is God, not things, or not the things God can give. The things God can give are actually byproducts, but our pursuit is God. Wow, that's great. That's really wonderful. Now, looking at some of the things happening now in the body of Christ, you know, when you talk about gifts conventionally, we are looking at the nine gifts of the Spirit, but we are also seeing new dimensions come up. You know, like you are a psalmist, and there are strange operation of the Spirit around your life, and there are a few people like you as well, you know, who sing and chant. And most times, if you look at the results that come from your ministrations, in fact, the level of transformation is amazing. What will take maybe months or years of discipleship to achieve, you realize that the intensity and the measure of God that is downloaded when you chant can produce results that would have taken months or years in just a meeting. We've seen cases of perfect salvation. We've seen cases of radical transformation where a harlot becomes a prophetess, and it's not just giftings, but you see the life of God as though it's downloaded into the person because they come under the atmosphere of your ministration. Now, this obviously is not necessarily part of the gift of the Spirit. It looks like a strange operation that God is bringing. Do you think all of these things are happening now because of the urgency of the now? Because I find it difficult to...
I think I would like to say something. I would say...
You know, I've been under your ministration before, right? Sometimes it takes 2 hours to 3 hours of the message to bring the soul to that level of ascension, you know, so to say, where the consciousness of God is real, where, you know, transformation takes place, decisions are being made for God. You know, sometimes it takes a while, revelation upon revelation. Sometimes it takes prophetic giftings to bring, you know, the body to that level of assurance. But what God is doing with you, you see that you just minister for 10 minutes and everywhere is on fire, people making confessions, transformations taking place, people rise up and they are different people entirely. You know, like someone will say, the Spirit of God will come upon you and your heart will be changed, you become another man. People literally become another man in your meetings, and these things are amazing. What I mean is, they are not just like the gifts of the Spirit, so to say. Do you break into this realm on account of your intimacy with God, and then the realm comes out with you, or it's an operation that, you know, it's just like a gift?
Okay, let me say this. Okay, I am not aware.
Obviously, you are not aware because you are lost when you do what you do.
I am not aware of this. Maybe it's because what I speak is not. Permit me. Maybe what I speak is more than what is happening.
Wow.
Yes. So the truth is, I am not aware of these things.
Wow.
I don't. So I can't actually give an explanation for it. But I know that there are dimensions that you don't get by laying on of hands.
Dimensions.
There are dimensions that, no matter how they lay hands on you, you can't get
dimensions. Now, I see you operate in words of knowledge. I see you operate in the gifts of healing and all of that. But now, when you talk about what you seek, when you talk about dimensions, it means you are talking about operations of the Spirit that are in certain levels or spheres in intimacy.
Right, because we talk about what you see. Now, for somebody who's out there who just comes, flows in word of knowledge, operates gifts of healing, and he can manage it and operate in it, but yet doesn't necessarily seek after the heart of the Father. You know, is it possible to operate in gifts like that, yet not be caught up in this dimension to speak of? Because a lot of people are healed, they are the way they are. A lot of people receive words of knowledge, they are the way they are. At best, they are wild. But the kinds of transformation that are produced from your meetings, are they related to what you seek and the dimension in God you operate in on account of what you seek?
Okay.
Because I've actually sung some of your songs and I don't see the results. That's what I'm talking about. So how come on, talk to us.
Okay.
So the body can be helped.
First of all, I think I am too small to help the body of Christ. Okay. There is something that I seek. I may not know the name for it, but when I seek, I need it.
Wow.
Yes, I may not know the actual name to give to it, but I know that when I seek it, I need it.
Okay, I've also noticed that you are not carried away by the fame, the stage. Even while you're on the stage, it's as though you are lost somewhere in God. I don't understand. How do you come about it? I know a lot of people that pursue God for what He gives, pursue God for the benefits attached to it, but you seem not to be attached to any of these things. Were you like this, or you are becoming like this because you are seeking what you seek?
Okay, I think that is as a result of what I seek.
Oh.
Okay, there are some things that you ask him about. He will tell you that this thing you are asking for, you must do this, you must do that before you can get this. He doesn't just give them to you. The reason is because what you seek, they are not things that He will just give you anyhow. Yes, they are.
Yeah, I think I understand.
Yes.
The Bible says Abraham gave gifts to the sons and of his concubine.
Yes.
But for Isaac, He gave the inheritance. So gifts can easily be handed out, but
yes,
inheritance. Places in God.
That one is.
They are earned by trust.
Yes, they are serious. Yes,
wow.
So, I really don't. If I have my way, I will not be going for it. If I have my way.
I know. I think I know that.
But one day, I was asking Jesus, and I said, I am not too okay with going for meetings and then trying to carry the crowd along, you know. When you're worshipping, it's expected that you have to, you know, let the crowd, you know, carry the crowd along, you know. And then He told me something. He said, if there was any time you go for a meeting, do not go as a minister. He said, never go for any meeting as a guest minister. I was like, okay. He said, when you go as somebody who is also going to be blessed. Who will be ministered to?
Wow.
And then he said, whether you are in the stage, whether you are on stage, or in your bedroom, or anywhere, know that you are in your sacred place.
Wow.
So the things you see on stage, for me, I am not seeing the crowd. It's just me and Him.
I understand what you mean. Elijah would stay in the palace that before God whom I stand, the man of the secret place. Alright, two questions quickly. Maybe we'll just marry them together because of the time. Now, I hear you most times in your meetings, people are littered on the floor, crying, screaming, and yet you are still telling them about a deeper place in the heart of God, the heart of the Father, to come to the Lord, as though what's happening on ground, as beautiful as it is, because we know God is touching people, but you keep inviting them deeper. So now, a lot think revival is about the shouting, the screaming, and the running about. when the revival, really the intensity breaks upon us, what do you think will be the indicators that we should look out for that truly the revival is here? You know, beyond all the shouting, the screaming, the excitement, what do we look out for as the indicators for the revival? And secondly, what do we do? What's the lifestyle, now spiritual lifestyle, that we must sustain in order to preserve this operation of God that is coming upon the younger people that God obviously is putting His hand on?
Okay. The reason why I keep telling people about a deeper place in God is because as deep as God is, no matter the depth He reveals to you now, immediately you know it, He lives there.
Wow.
He steps up. So where you are is the shallow ground.
Wow.
As fast, as deep as it is, as overwhelming as it were when you saw it, when He revealed it to you. But being the kind of being that He is, yes, He does not dwell on past glory. So just when He revealed it to you, and you're like, oh God, you are this. I mean, you are calling Him names because of what you saw. But known to you that that name is no longer befitting. Because once He revealed that part to you, it's more like your grace. Okay? So I believe that going to find Him will help you to be correct. I think that's what I'm looking for. To be correct, so that the things that we echo out will not be what He showed us 2 minutes ago. That the things that we echo out will be what He's saying that time. Yes, what He is revealing that time. So I believe if revival comes, what we would see is that we'll see Jesus walk upon the earth.
Wow, that's awesome.
You see,
wow, glory to Jesus.
Jesus as women, Jesus as teachers.
Wow.
Jesus, they walk upon the face of the earth. They may be teachers, but the character, you will look at them and say, this one.
The nature of God
is Jesus.
Wow, that's glorious. That's wonderful. Wow. It's been a wonderful time in God's presence. And you've really struck a very good balance. And I think it's a disposition we must all sustain. Our pursuit is not for the things God gives. Our pursuit is for God, for the heart of the Father, to know Him as He is. And the more of Him we know, the more of His dimensions break out of us. And when this is achieved, that which God wants to have, or what God wants to see, will become our reality. And you have made it, you painted the picture well. You know, the eternal purpose of God is for Christ to become the center of our essence and our being. And if revival comes, Jesus will be manifested through men, His nature, His lifestyle, His power. And it will be a glorious time again. And the systems of the world, the laws of nature, will conform to the will of the Father. It's been a wonderful time. Thank you so much this morning. It's been great in God's presence.